From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Messy weather should be becoming increasingly windy weather sometime tonight and through tomorrow, say forecasters at the National Hurricane Center. Sandy remains a Category 2 hurricane, 105-mile-an-hour winds. The storm is moving faster, 20 miles an hour to the north. Forecaster Todd Kimberlane says the turn will keep South Florida out of the brunt of the storm.
But I think in this case, it may not matter so much, at least in this sense. The hurricane is going to be changing in character during the next couple of days as it interacts with a weather system at the jet stream level coming in from the west. As a result, the wind field of the hurricane is likely to expand greatly. So even though the center of Sandy is expected to pass a safe distance offshore of the Florida coast, there will be impacts here. The type of impacts that we're expecting are strong winds that could blow things around.
Palm Beach School is canceled tomorrow. Conveniently, though, Dade and Broward schools were already out for planning days. All Catholic schools have been canceled, as well as a lot of private schools, and there are government meetings canceled tonight. So you'd be wise to check if there's somewhere you think you need to be to see if it's still happening before you go. Governor Rick Scott released his education plan today, and one of his goals is to give teachers the tools they need to succeed. State Impact Florida reporter Sarah Gonzalez has details.
Teachers spend a lot of their own money on supplies for their students. Now, the governor, who cut $1.3 billion in education funding during his first year in office, is saying he wants to give every Florida teacher a debit card.
Supported by state, district, and hopefully private sector funds to purchase supplies for the their classroom without spending personal money like they do today.
He's calling it the Teacher Supply Program, and he's asking business leaders to invest in it. The program would still need to be approved by Florida lawmakers during the legislative session starting in March. His plan also includes investing $2 million in teacher training. Critics have accused the governor of chalking up education only as he eyes a second term. But the governor says he wants to make sure teachers are treated like professionals. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.
That redesign of Florida license plates is officially on hold. The agency that proposed the redesign is tweaking the plan after tax collectors came out against it. Gina Jordan reports they are unhappy that private companies would be hired to issue the plates.
The Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles wants new license plates that are easier for toll booth cameras and red light cameras to read. But Executive Director Julie Jones withdrew the plan for consideration by the Florida Cabinet Tuesday.
Based on a recent input, the department is postponing a discussion of this topic.
Tax collectors have been very vocal in their opposition to the use of private vendors to distribute the plates. Leon County Tax Collector Doris Malloy says they're not against the redesign. They just don't trust private companies to issue the plates. Plus, she says outsourcing the work wouldn't save the state money.
If the department wants to change Florida's plate design and reissue 15 million new plates over the next 2 years, tax collectors are prepared to do so.
The DMV is expected to go before the cabinet again soon with a new proposal involving plate redesign and distribution. Florida last changed the plate design in 2003. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And as far as Sandy goes, there is a link on our website to the Hurricane Center, and that is WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, safe drive home tonight.